Next, palpation of the chest. Three things that we're going to palpate for. First one is what we call symmetric expansion, or sometimes called excursion. So what you're looking for is for the chest to expand evenly both directions. Next one is called tactile fremitus. What I want you to do is I want you to take your hand, put it on the right side of your chest, and say 99. 99. 99. What do you feel? Ooh, vibration. Yeah. So that vibration is what we're talking about with tactile fremitus. Now, does vibration travel better through solid or through air? Travels better through solid. Now, what is supposed to be in your lungs normally? Air. Now, imagine for a moment that your lungs are filled up with fluid and pus and other junk. Are you going to have more or less vibration? Less. Now, let's imagine for a moment that there's just no airflow going to a part of your lung. Are you going to have more or less?
Less.
It's filled with air, but you're just not getting airflow. So in that case, you would get less. So we can tell something about someone's lung function by the vibration through the chest wall. And then we can palpate the chest wall for tenderness. Does that hurt? Does that hurt? Next thing we can do is we can percuss the chest. We can hit the chest. And what we're doing is we're listening for the sound that the chest makes. You can also check for what we call diaphragmatic excursion. We're not going to do that. But what you can do is you have the person breathe out. What happens to their diaphragm? Goes down. So what you do is you percuss on the back and you listen for the sound of where it changes the percussion note. You mark it. Then you have them take a deep breath. Sorry, did I breathe out makes the diaphragm go up. Then you mark that. You have them take a deep breath. It goes down. You mark that. And that's the distance, more or less, that the diaphragm is moving. You can do it. We're not going to. But just be aware it can be done. And the last thing has nothing to do with lungs, but as long as we're hitting back there, you might as well check what we call CVA tenderness, which stands for costo, meaning rib, vertebral, spine, angleness, or angle. So what we're talking about is right here at the angle of the rib and the vertebrae, this is about where your kidneys live. So what we're testing for is kidney tenderness. Again, it has nothing to do with lungs, but it's, as long as you're back there, you might as well. All right, now, in the front, you're going to do the same thing. You're going to inspect the chest again. You're going to palpate the anterior chest. You can do expansion, tactile fremitus, and tenderness. The only one we're actually going to do is tactile fremitus. You can percuss the anterior chest again. It can be a little bit more difficult, though, because you've got the heart on the left side, which sounds different than the lung on the right side. And then the last thing is auscultate. All right, so let's recap. First thing we do is we inspect the chest, respiratory rate and chest. The second thing we do, skin and lungs, level of consciousness. Second thing we do is we palpate. What do we palpate? Two things. Okay. Tactile fremitus and excursion or expansion. Then we're going to percuss. We're going to listen to the percussion note, and then we will auscultate with our stethoscope. So four steps. Inspect. Palpate. What's the two things we look for when we palpate? Expansion and vibration, better known as tactile fremitus. Now, by the way, see how it's spelled? You should spell it that way too. Tactile, meaning touch. Fremitus, this is the correct way to spell it. So please spell it that way. I know it seems silly, but if I don't say that, some of you are going to be spelling it all kinds of creative ways. And this is not creative writing class. All right. Then we percuss, and then we listen with the stethoscope. So let's talk about stethoscope sounds for a moment. Normal breath sounds. If you listened to normal breath or normal lung tissue, it will sound what we call vesicular. If you listen over the trachea and the bronchi, it will be what we call bronchial breath sounds. Tracheal breath sounds, bronchial, are the same thing. And then if you listen somewhere in the junction between them, you'll have what we call bronchovesicular. Now, what does a vesicular breath sound sound like, you ask? Go ahead, ask. All right. It's going to sound louder on the inspiration, not very loud on the expiration. So it's going to sound like this. So you're going to hear a louder, longer inspiration, a short, soft expiration. Now, what do you think bronchial breath sounds are? Opposite. So you're going to have a short inspiration and a longer, louder expiration. So it's going to sound more like this. What do you think the bronchovesicular sound like? They're going to sound like in the middle. So you're going to have kind of an equal inspiration, expiration. Say again? Okay. So the vesicular are going to have a long inspiration, short expiration. They sound kind of like that. Bronchial are going to have a short inspiration, long expiration. And then bronchovesicular are going to have approximately equal. Now, are these considered normal breath sounds? Yes, they are all normal, and we expect them to be there. Now, things that we do not expect to be there are called adventitious breath sounds. Adventitious just means that they are adventuresome and they have traveled to a place where they do not belong. So the very first one is crackles and wails. Crackles and rails. Crackles and rails, the exact same thing. Rails is the old term. Crackles is the newer term. So if you hear someone, well, they've got rails, the same thing as crackles. Now, crackles is going to sound kind of like this. So when they breathe in, you're going to hear little crackling sounds, little snap, crackle, pop sounds. It is a sign that the person of one of two things. Excess fluid in the lung tissue, better known as pulmonary edema. The other reason is atelectasis. What is atelectasis? What is lung tissue made up of? Millions of little tiny air sacs called alveoli. So when those alveoli collapse, that's called atelectasis. In order to open them back up, what do you think we have to do? How do we open them back up? Take a deep breath. When we have that patient take a deep breath, sometimes you'll hear it go, you'll hear crackles, but only on the first breath. That's a sign that the patient had collapsed alveoli, and when you ask them to take that deep breath, it just opened them up. Now, is that a good thing? Well, yes and no. It was bad that they had the atelectasis in the first place. You didn't do a very good job of being a nurse. But it's a good thing because now you just open them up. So the two causes of crackles, at least for our purposes, are going to be pulmonary edema caused by fluid overload in the lungs and atelectasis. Now, what? Sure, A-T-E. L-E-C. T-A-S-I-S. atelectasis. All right, the next one we have is wheezes. Anyone here have asthma? No? I'm going to have you wheeze for us. Now, a wheeze is kind of like a whistling noise. They call it a musical noise. It's caused by air going through narrowed passages. So wheezes are going to be associated primarily with bronchitis, asthma, and COPD. Now, not everyone who wheezes has asthma or COPD. Some of them they have a bronchitis. When they get better from being sick, their wheeze is going to go away. You can have inspiratory wheezes, which happens when a person breathes in, and you can have expiratory wheezes when a person breathes out. So if they're inspiratory, usually they happen right at the very top of the breath. So you'll hear the person breathe in, and then right at the end you'll hear it go, kind of like that little. If expiratory, they usually sound kind of like that. If a person's got bad wheezing, you can actually hear it without a stethoscope. Less severe wheezing, you'll need to listen with your stethoscope. Next we have ronchus. So, Spanish speakers in the room, what do you think that means?
Snoring.
So, ronchus is a snoring sound. Sounds kind of like, and it's caused by air moving over mucus. Yay, fun. Love mucus. So, when you hear ronchi, it's a sign that the person needs to cough or is producing too much sputum. Then we have something called a rub. It's going to sound like... What's the difference between a rub and a ronchi in terms of how they sound? Close. Ronchus you're usually only going to hear on expiration. A rub you should hear on both, inspiration and expiration. And a rub is a sign that your pleura are inflamed and they're rubbing together like sandpaper. So these are the four adventitious sounds that you're going to need to know. And when I say need to know, because they'll be on tests, they'll be on patho-pharm tests, they'll be on health assessment tests, they'll be on med-surg tests and fundamentals tests. Though you'll have to know them in clinical, you need to know these sounds. Now, in addition to those sounds, we also have something we call voice sounds. These, you need to know what they are and what they mean, but you don't need to really memorize them all. When a person has excess fluid, say like when they have pneumonia, if you put a stethoscope up to someone's chest and you ask them to say different things, it'll sound abnormal. So egophony, what you do is you put the stethoscope on their chest wall and you ask them to say E. So say E, E. Now, if they have excess fluid, it might turn from sounding like E through the stethoscope, it sounds like ah. Makes it sound like they're a sheep. Ah. So ordinarily you put the stethoscope up to your chest, you say E, what should you hear? E. But if it sounds like ah, that's a sign of fluid in the lungs, in this case, pneumonia type fluid. Whispered patriloquy is when you have the person say 99 and it sounds loud and clear instead of muffled. And then bronchophony is where you have them say 99 and you hear it loud and clear. One other breathing type sound we want to talk about that's not really, it's not a auscultation sound, and that is stridor. So stridor sounds kind of like this. Typically happens in children if they have the croup or pertussis. They're going to have this horrible like breathing. It sounds like they're going to die because they could. Because what you're doing is they're really blocking up their bronchial passages, and it sounds kind of like You know, once you hear it, you'll always remember it. So those of you who want to go into peds, remember that sound.